We're talking Brett Morris, the vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, dairy producer, of course, cattle producer from the state of Oklahoma. Brett, just wrapped up the summer business meeting for the Beef Board. At that time, you were able to actually assess and do a lot of metrics on a lot of the projects that are out there right now.
Yes, there's five working committees, and through those committees, there's two sets of officers, a Federation set of officers and also the Cattlemen's Beef Board set of officers. We had a joint meeting earlier that each officer would be assigned to a committee and just sit in and listen and maybe be there in advisement in case a question came up. I sat in on the Consumer Trust Committee, had very good involvement and engagement during that committee. They went through a scoring process. They had to score 17 tactics through four contractors in that committee. It was a lengthy process, but the committee members were very well engaged. Also, one thing you have to remember that we had 27 new Cattlemen Beef Board members come into the Beef Board this year, and this would have been their first meeting to actually get involved in it. And from what I could see of the new members that came in, they were very involved. They gelled with the rest of the group. They did a very good job, probably one of the better groups that we've ever had come into that.
Now, what kind of walk me through the reasoning for how you're approaching these contracts?
Well, what we do is this is a producer-driven grassroots effort to get the checkoff dollar spent where the producer wants to. Now, through this process, we have market research telling us where the dollar needs to be spent. We apply that plus the long-range plan that's a five-year plan that's just going to affect this year. And what they will do is the contractors bring forth their ideas of what they want to do to market beef. And promote beef, and so the committee members then kind of dissect that into different parts, break it down, and they have questions for the contractors. They tell them what they would like to have done, what you're lacking of, what could make it a better AR to move it on down the line, and they go through a scoring system, and the committee members will score their ARs as they come through. This year, what we did, preliminary on the first day, everybody scored it, turned in a sheet, they averaged it overnight, they came back. It was always not a whole number, so when it came back to the committees, what they did was they brought it to a vote with more discussion. If it came out as a 3.2, they scored on a scale of 1 to 5. If it came back as a 3.2, they had the option of making a motion after they heard further discussion, whether to leave it at a 3 or they could move it up to a 4, so we came up with whole numbers. That number is a very critical number that was used in the scoring system whenever it goes to the operating committee in September so we can decide how to spend the final dollars.
And that is the next step is the operating committee, right?
Yes, we will meet the 13th and 14th of September in Denver, Colorado. It's going to be a very, very hard year this year. We've got actually $4 million being asked for that's not there in the budget. So we're going to have to make a $4 million cut, in the budget to make it work like we want to. But, you know, that's where the operating committee gets down to the brass tacks. Mm-hmm. And there's good ARs out there. There's great ideas to promote beef, but we've got to make a cut somewhere. And, you know, that 20-member committee does the best they can to represent the producers in their own states and across the nation.
Now, the budget that you're working with, is that totally just the half a dollar that the National Beef Board received, or is that a combination of those funds plus some funds that have been provided by state beef councils?
No, that's a combination of two. The majority of the money does come from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, which was collected in the states, but also the Federation of State Beef Councils has a percentage of that they kick in. So we combine those two budgets together into one for the operating committee, and that's where they make the budget cuts and where they decide where all the money's going to go.
In your mind, as you've looked at the whole process, what are the, you know, where's the priority going to be? In other words, what sort of things are you most likely to be funding in this new fiscal year when it starts October 1?
Well, I mean, first off, we've got to have research in all things to make anything work, because you have to have research to find out where there are problems. If there are problems, how to research to fix those problems. So I would say basically, you know, whatever places that's going to fall into, I want to say that research is very important. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, I think the next most important thing, if not the most important thing, would be export growth. The problem there is we don't have the doors open to all those countries that we can get in for export growth. But USMEF is one of the contractors. Actually, there's a subcontractor in NCBA. A lot of that money is kind of in their budget, but since it's one acquisition request, they have like 25 tactics in the export growth committee there. they're able to move that money around within that AR. So if a company opens up the door where they need to really be promoting, they can shift money from one tactic to another. That was one of the rules that we changed here a few years back, to where even though it's got one AR, it doesn't have to be spent on that particular tactic. You can move it around within the tactics to make the AR work like it should.
So it gives, in this case, the Meat Export Federation, the flexibility to say this market holds the most promise for some return.
Absolutely, and that's what we're waiting on now. You know, I can't get political about this, but what I've heard and what I've learned, and, you know, the TPP needs to get passed. That would be a lot beneficial for the beef producers. As well as, you know, you were in Denver last week in the roundtable discussion. One of the spokespersons there on the roundtable spoke to the effect that, you know, without the TPP being passed, they were losing $326,000 a day for the beef industry in the United States. And that's a phenomenal number. I mean, over a quarter of a million dollars a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we get something passed like that to bring those monies back to our producers here in the United States, it'd just be great.
The other thing that monies are going to be spent for, obviously, promotion domestically, and that really is pretty well all digital now, right?
Yes, we've gone to a social media campaign within about the last 3 years once it got started, and we're hitting our targets. We're hitting the numbers that we think we need to get to. We're not taking the shotgun effect to it. We've got more of a laser effect, a target we're going to hit, and that's going to be the consumer that we're trying to laser in on right now.